Hi, my name is Brady Gaster, and I work for the Microsoft Windows Azure Evangelism team. In this demonstration, I'm going to show you how you can use the Windows Azure portal to configure your websites, specifically how you can set app settings and connection string values using nothing more than the Windows Azure portal to configure your websites. That way, you won't have to upload and download your web config file multiple times to test things out. You can just use the portal instead. This demonstration actually builds on a previous demonstration, the TFS continuous deployment with Windows Azure websites demonstration. So you might want to take a peek at that just to get some background information on how I initially created this website and do continuous deployment using TFS. What we're going to do first is, I've got this simple ASPX web form, and it's got a very plain little message, hello from Windows Azure Websites. My manager's come to me and he said, the site looks great, everything's fine, but we want to be able to configure the welcome message that we display to users. So what I'm going to need to do is to make that a little bit more dynamic. First step is, I'm going to create an ASP label, and I'll give it an ID of welcome message. And I'll just say run at server here. And got our label. And what I'll do now is I'm going to copy that name out. I want to hit F7 to open up my code behind window. And what I'll do now is I'll just say welcome message.text is equal to configuration manager.app settings. And we'll just ask for welcome message. So what I need to do now is to go into my web config file and actually add that welcome message app setting. So I'll open that guy up, put in app settings section, and I'm going to add that key to the list of app settings. And we'll go ahead and give it a message here. Hello from Windows Azure Websites. And now what I'll do, just to make sure that everything is all wired up properly, I'm going to go ahead and run this site locally. You'll see that indeed we have the message right here on the screen. So that's great. Everything seems to be working. Just to test it one more time, I'll just go ahead here and type hello world. And I'll hit F5 one more time just to debug this and make sure that it is indeed working as expected. And looks like it is. So that's good. So what I'll do now is I'll right-click my solution and I'm going to say check in because I want to check this into my TFS repository, and once I do that and the build completes, it'll do an automatic deployment for me. So I'll say changed welcome message to support configurability. I'll go ahead and do check in here. And that's going to go ahead and check in all these files to my TFS repository. And what I'll do is I'll go over here to builds and double click this build, and you'll see that the build has indeed queued up. So what's going to happen now is that build is going to begin running, and once the build completes, it's actually going to do a deployment for me directly into my Windows Azure website instance. So you can see that that build has indeed started. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here to my website, and I'm going to click on the deployments tab. And in a moment, when the build completes, we should see that the deployment will actually start up. You can see here that I've got a few deployments that I've already completed, most of which were in the previous demo. And you'll see that the build has indeed finished. I'll show you that in Visual Studio, builds in progress. When that refreshes, it'll actually be completed. And the deployment is happening because I can see that the build is running. So now what's happening is Windows Azure Websites is pulling over all those code changes from my TFS repository and deploying them out into my website instance. It shouldn't take very long. We'll just wait for it here. And now that my site's deployed, everything should be up and running just fine. Just for giggles, I'm going to go ahead and click the Browse button here. And you should see that the message will say Hello World, just like it did in our web config file when we uploaded it a moment ago. So what I'll do now is I'll go into the portal and I'm going to click the Configure tab for this particular site. And you'll see that I've got a couple of other configuration settings that I can make. I can set my .NET Framework version. If I'm running a PHP site, I can actually specify the PHP version or turn it off. I can configure my domain names if I'm in shared or reserved mode. I can turn on logging if I need to debug something in my site. More importantly, you'll see right here that I've got app settings and connection strings. So what I'll do here is I'll go ahead and type welcome message, because I know that's the app setting that I made before. And we'll say this site was configured using the Windows Azure portal. And I'll go down here to the navigation bar and I'll click save. And you'll see that that's going to update my configuration. Go ahead and click OK here to close down these alerts. I'll go back to my website and I'll hit refresh, and you'll see that there's our configured message, and that works pretty well. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and type hello world from Windows Azure websites, and I'll go down and click the save button one more time. That'll update our configuration, get rid of that message, and one more time I'll hit F5 to refresh that browser. So there we go. Now what I want to point out here is that these configuration settings actually live kind of on top of the default .NET configuration runtime. So when I make these changes, I'm actually not changing my web config file. I'm changing the configuration settings in the Windows Azure Fabric. To show that to you, I'm going to go down here and open up FileZilla, and I'm going to FTP into my site, and you'll see that I've got my web config file right here in my www root folder, and I'm going to download that file. I've already downloaded it once. I'm going to overwrite what's on my desktop. There we go. And what I'll do now is I'm going to go over here to my desktop and I'm going to open up my web config file so that you can see indeed that is the value of the app setting as it was when I uploaded this file. So when I've changed my runtime configuration right here in the portal, it did not actually change my file. It changed the configuration in a layer that runs in the Windows Azure Fabric that kind of sits on top of the default web config runtime. So that's great, because it doesn't change your file, it just changes the configuration of your site. So that's how you would actually use the Windows Azure portal to set your app settings. And you can see here that you can also do connection strings. So if you have a connection string in your web config file that points to a development database and you want to change that whenever you upload your site, you can put that right here and the site will use that connection string rather than the one that's actually in your web config file. I hope this kind of demonstrates for you that you can use the portal to configure your site rather than having to upload and download your web config file repeatedly. Definitely makes for easier and more rapid configuration of your site. And I hope you've enjoyed it and that it inspires you to use the portal to do your own configuration. Makes life a lot easier. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.